State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Welcome to Carefully Reckless, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect.
Hey, y'all, what's up? Your girl, Jess Hilarious, is here. Welcome back to yet another Carefully Reckless episode with your girl, Jess Hilarious. Now, listen, I am tired as shit today, period, and... y'all gonna get these stories, but I'm gonna let my friend Taylor read the story. She trying to get about the room, y'all. No, come on. This is one of my producers or whatever. And she gonna read the story because this is a long story and I don't understand. So come on, kick it to them.
What's up, Jess? I started this new job at a warehouse about 2 months ago where I met my boyfriend. He was already working there and I was new, girl. He was all over me. At first, I didn't really give him any play, but the consistency and him constantly showing effort was so attractive, so I gave him a shot, and now he's my boyfriend. We always had the same shifts, and when we would get off, he would always take me out, which I thought was so sweet. It was even this one time that he booked a nice hotel and got it decorated and ran me up a hot bath and massaged me the whole night. I've never had that before. Aww. Now, like I told you, we are only 2 months in and everything is beyond perfect, which makes me question, is it really perfect? So one day I asked him, hey, how do you feel about meeting my parents? And he told me that it's a big step for him to take and he's not quite ready yet. And I understood because we only have been dating for 2 months, but I was also still just testing him. So I left it alone. But girl, that same day we get in the car, it's this number that keeps calling him. He answers it and says it's his sister, and she has a new number. Side note, I actually met his sister once, and I didn't know she was having problems with her phone, so I'm like, okay, cool. A few days later, we are lying in the bed, and his sister starts calling him again and again and again. I asked him, why don't you just pick it up? And he told me she's annoying, so I didn't want to get in the middle of that. So I just let it be. He walks in the kitchen, and she's still calling him. But my mom was like, maybe you should just answer the phone. It should be important. So I answer it, and she said, you must not be answering the phone because you were with that bitch. Stop playing with me before I tell you what's up. So I said, tell me what's up. and she hung up the phone. I called her back 3 times and she did not answer. I blacked out. I ran in the kitchen and said, that bitch is not your sister. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I answered your phone and that bitch is not your sister. So he starts going off. Why would I touch his phone? I had no business doing that. And basically trying to flip the whole script. We were sitting there fussing for about 5 minutes and he kept trying to deny it and saying it's not even like that. Bullshit. So I just left it at that point and he followed me to my car. He even got in his car and was trying to follow me for a little bit, but he just stopped. I got in the house and cried my little eyes out and I didn't even want to go to work the next day because I knew I would see him. That night, I tried calling his phone because I wanted answers. I was blocked. I just left it at that. I go to work the next day and he's not even there. So in my head, I'm just thinking, what do this nigga really got going on? I don't want no part of it anymore, but I would like to know because I did just waste my time and literally quite in love with him. Later that night, he sends me a text apologizing and saying he was overreacting, but he wanted to tell me the truth. He said the truth was that he used to date his sister's best friend, and when they were with each other, she would take my sister's phone and try to call me off of it because she's blocked on everything. He don't even know why his sister is still friends with the girl, considering she's crazy, but that's what he told me he was. I didn't respond back because I just didn't know what to believe. Do you think he could be lying, or do this even sound right? Let me know what you think.
Wait a minute. So they used to work together? Mm-hmm. Okay. And so that's how she met him at work, and he kept showing the persistence and all that. Okay. Because I thought that he was just coming up her job, but he actually worked there. And you went up there, and you said his ass wasn't even at work. Girl, listen, 2 things could have happened. He could have, because that, honestly, that shit could be true. We know one thing he loved to do. He loved blocking bitches. Don't have no problem with blocking none of y'all out of his motherfucking life, okay? So you said you met the sister and you didn't know she was having issues with her phone. So she got a new number, whatever, whatever. Now, that being the sister's friend, I have seen situations like that. That's why I used to have the mindset, like, I don't fuck with men with sisters. Because a lot of times, sisters and moms and cousins and shit and aunts and shit, they can't break up with a person when you break up with a person. And they have their favorite exes and shit. You get what I'm saying? There's no reason why if I'm breaking up with you, and I'm, let's just say, for instance, I'm the guy. If I broke up with you, you still hanging around my fucking family and shit. Like, that's going to be crazy for whoever I am dating, the next person I'm dating, or whatever. So that could be true, but then he could be lying as well. Because how he blew up and shit and then blocked you had the audacity to block me after I find out some shit. If he'd have kept that shit 100 from the jump, it would have never been no issue. Because communication and honesty is just 2 things that can solve so many fucking problems. That's not to say you wouldn't have been angry, but at least he told you up front. The first time the sister called, I know it's kind of like, all right, cool. He ain't answer for his sister. But when y'all was laying in bed and that number kept calling him back to back, he knew what the fuck was going on. And all he had to do was say, yo, it's my sister popping up, but it's my ex calling me from my sister's phone because she's blocked on everything. That's all he had to say. But on you, now for you, it's only been 2 months, baby. Like, I'm not trying to downplay your relationship, because when somebody just sweeps you off your fucking feet after you try to resist them and all that type of shit, but like, if a guy makes you fold and where you want to fucking deal with him, then I understand how you kind of could be swept off your feet. And I totally do understand it. I totally do get it. But it was only 2 months. And that was like 2 months of you being in the honeymoon phase. And then also after 2 months, you said he ain't want to meet your mother. That's a red flag right there too. I mean, and then on the flip side of it, after 2 months, I'm not trying to meet your mother. You know what I'm saying? This is how some guys could be thinking. Have y'all ever talked about, I want to know if y'all ever talked about being official or being in a relationship and shit like that. Because a guy could be playing all the right roles, like doing all the right things, playing the boyfriend duty and, you know, all that type shit and still not want to commit. You feel me? Like, it's a lot of guys out here like that. Like women. Women do all these wifely duties. We cater to these men and all that, but still don't want a relationship. You get what I'm saying? So that could have been what he was on, but if y'all talked about being in a relationship and all that type of shit, then I understand. He definitely failed. But he didn't want to meet your mother. I left a nigga for not wanting to meet my mother. The nigga that I took on a couples retreat, that nigga didn't want to meet my mom until I broke up with his ass. And he was like, I meet your mother. Don't ever try to fucking play with my mother. After I broke up with you, now you want to meet her. Now, on to the next one like Jay-Z and Swizz. Because we're not playing.
I had the same similar situation.
Oh, hold on, y'all. Here she go.
I was dealing with a person, and we were about to go on vacation our first time. And my mom just wanted to know, like, okay, let me just talk to him, like, see, like, catch his character, whatever, mother. Like that. Yeah. How he reacted to just talking to her on the phone, not, like, while he was on the phone with her, but before that, like, oh, I'm just stressed out. Like, it was a lot. And he was like, I just want to get over with. Like, I'd rather just meet both your parents so I could get over with. What do you mean get it over with?
What?
If you're trying to grow a future with me, you can't just get it over with. Like, you're going to see them a lot then.
All right, so y'all was about to go on a trip, and your mother wanted to know who you was going on a trip with, because it was just y'all too. Exactly. My mother would be the same exact way, and has been the same exact way in the past. Did you ask where that came from? Like, has he ever tried? Maybe in the past he was told he wasn't good enough for somebody's daughter or maybe, what? Like, yeah, it was like extra.
It wasn't.
And what happened to him?
Oh, he's gone. He acted out on that vacation.
He acted out on a vacation, Clay? Say no, shout out to Love is Blind Season 7. That's my shit. My bad. Child, because that sounds like something clear there. Like, boy, the fuck? All right, so back to the girl. So, Taylor, you think the guy is lying. Okay, let's say he is lying. Leave his ass alone. Like, because when you read your own story back, mama, like, you clearly can see what's going on. Now, when he admitted to overreacting and shit like that, and then he told you the truth. Yo.
A number kept calling.
Mm-hmm.
If the friend was using the sister's phone, wouldn't he have his sister's number already locked in the phone?
Mm-hmm. But maybe he didn't want to block his sister.
But she's put it like that wasn't, it was just a number. And he mm-hmm. said that was his sister.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't your sister's contact be in your phone already?
No, you're right. You're totally right about that. So, look, I don't know who lying or not, but I feel like you should leave him alone just because it just seems like it's a lot of mess. And then, obviously, the ex is not over him. And even though she's blocked on everything, who's to say that the sister ain't keeping her around because they do talk sometimes? Or you get what I'm saying? And then she could be blocked for right now and shit. And that's why she calling so fucking much. She probably made his ass mad again, and he blocked, like, you was blocked temporarily. Then he called you once he calmed his ass down and felt better about the situation enough to explain the truth to you, or his version of whatever the truth may be. So I think you should honestly leave him alone. And then I feel like God shows people these things so early to try to save you from something bigger and deeper happening later. I mean, it's only been 2 months. You enjoyed the honeymoon phase. You done got rubbed down, all that, everything. He swept you off your feet. Girl, go back to work. Do your thing. And look, try not to date nobody you work with. That's always like an issue. That's a red flag. As soon as it's a nigga that you want to fuck with and you see, like, red flags are happening, all that type of shit, you work with him. You gotta be around this motherfucker every day. Know that. I would never date nobody I fucking work with. Period. I mean, I'm not judging you, but I am. So don't do that, all right? Love you. Update me. Hit me back and let me know what's going on.
Now we're going to take a brief break. You can go grab you something to eat, something to drink, something like that.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hey, Jess. So I have a friend that she's a homie who is very beautiful. We've been friends for years. She's an amazing woman. However, I'm talking to this new guy, and I'm scared to bring him around her. In the past, she has gone after guys I have liked and talked to. And honestly, like, it wasn't a big deal to me, but at the same time, it's like, but why are you at my leftovers? So it just leaves me a bad taste in my mouth. Like, I love her, but it's just like, I don't know if she's the type of friend I want to really bring her around someone that I actually really like. I don't know whether to be insecure about it or just don't say anything.
Wow. So there's this friend that you have that has in the past gone after guys that you were talking to after you were talking to them. So she ain't try to interrupt your relationship or even your little talking phase, but she would still proceed to show interest in the guy after y'all would talk. Fuck yeah. The fuck? First of all, why are you still friends with her? And then it should be in absolutely no way, shape, or form a question in your mind if you would bring this man around her. Why are you trying to bring him around? Like, no, no. My friends ain't meet Chris, and my friends have never done no shit like that. But my friends ain't meet Chris until I was in a relationship with this nigga. When we was in our talking phase, I didn't bring him around. I wanted to make sure he was right for me. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to jump the gun, and then he just be another nigga that adds to the pile of niggas that I was talking to and it didn't work with. You know what I'm saying? Because I hate failed relationships. I hate failed talk ships because I'm not talking to you just for you to go here about your business. I'm talking to you because I love love. I love relationships. But I wanted to make sure after so many failed relationships that Chris was the one. And once I did and I knew that significantly fast, like 7 months in, I was like, all right, yeah, you can meet everybody. Well, actually, no, it was 5 months, my bad. 5 months in, because my son was the first one to meet him. And then I was like, all right, I'm gonna bring around my friends. And then my mom didn't want to meet him because my mom got tired of meeting men that I wasn't gonna be with, that I wasn't, it wouldn't last. And so, you know, that's what it was. There's no way that you should be trying to, you ain't got no more friends to bring them around. Why the fuck you keep bringing niggas around this one? The fuck? Y'all must be like really, really good friends, best friends, sisters, something. But I'm telling you, best friends don't scout out your fucking exes or people that you were talking to. You know how many men it is in the world where you don't have to ever go after somebody's leftovers? Whether, like I said, whether they were married to them, boyfriend, whatever, whether, I don't care if y'all went out on one date. Why the hell you, as my friend, will go behind me and do that. You know what I'm saying? So you got to check her. But I would say if the shit is going good with that guy that you with now, no, do not bring him around her. But have that conversation with her because it sounds like you need a little bit more than advice on whether you should be insecure about the situation. No, don't be fucking insecure about somebody else, what somebody else doing. You leave your man and your friend separate, but have a conversation with your friend. Because I can tell you never had a conversation with her. Or she would have stopped doing that shit, or y'all would not be friends right now. You get what I'm saying? If she really a friend, you got to sit her down and be like, listen, why is it every time that I talk to someone or keep that shit straight up with her. I did want to introduce you to somebody that I'm dealing with, but in the past I noticed that you went after the same type of guys or like my exes or whatever, or when I'm done with them, you'll end up talking to them. No shame in your game. Why are you so comfortable doing it? As my friend, I've been wanting to talk to you about this, but I just didn't know if it was worth me even saying anything because obviously I'm not in a relationship with these guys anymore, but it still just shows your character. And I don't want to carry this any longer. I want you to know how I feel about it. You got to have a conversation with your fucking friend because I don't know what's wrong with you. You keep letting her take niggas from you? Say no. But I just think you should, like, really, really have a conversation with her. And no, don't bring your man around her, even after you had a conversation. Because you've been allowing her to do this shit for years. So, Puri, take the guy around your family, I mean, you know, or somebody. If you really want to introduce him, he must be a hunk child. Like, what he look like? Like, what is it?
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now? Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what? What's going on with you? Do you have... I'm trying to get out of business right now. You're like, no. So what's going on? What's going on? Because, all right, for those who don't know, Taylor is in the first episode of Breakfast Club series that me, DJ Envy, and Charlamagne started. And I'm the one that's giving her advice on dating, because she was like, at one point, fuck these niggas. These niggas are fuckboys and they don't deserve me. And I know my worth, you know. But apparently at one point she didn't, because she was sitting there pouting about how niggas ain't shit. So you didn't know your worth all this time.
Oh my gosh. So
what's going on now? Where are we? Because they want to know.
First of all, I knew my worth. That's why I break up with them. Oh. Not that I'm dating.
Oh.
And I would say this is the first time that I'm dating someone, but like, it's very transparent. Where I told him, like, look, I'm going to be dating other people. Like, and you're free to, too. I'm not.
Damn. So you sitting here calling niggas fuckboys and you going some fuck girl shit?
It's not that. That's not what's going on. Why do you think it's fuck girl shit? Uh-uh. We're very transparent with each other, but, like, we're not exclusive. Okay. And if I'm walking out, whatever like that, and I see a guy that showed interest and he takes my number, he can, because I'm not attached to anybody.
Okay, so no matter how... All right, so Because you have girls who like to date one guy at a time.
And I used to be like that.
You used to be like that.
Yeah.
But then it wasn't working for you. Because you was putting all your eggs in one basket, you felt. And that's like and how you kind of...
It's expectation. I feel like I was putting too much expectation and focus on it when I didn't need to do that.
Got you. When it really wasn't that serious. You was just... The point of dating is getting to know people.
Right.
And getting to... heading to make that decision if we're going to make this exclusive or not. All right, I feel you. So what was his response to, you can go ahead and date other people and I date other people too.
Like, so he is a relationship guy.
Yeah.
And he understood it. Like, he didn't show, at least express that he felt type of way. He might have, but we're still talking though. Like, it's not. And I feel like that kind of, I like to keep niggas on their toes. I feel like it also is like, oh, hold up. Like, I feel like it makes me more desirable because, like, oh, other... Even though he knew, he'll say, like, I know other guys trying to holler, but me being transparent with him, I think that, like, may up his game a little bit.
He probably like that shit because bitches be over here lying. And he, yeah, like, you know, it's easy for a woman to lie and tell a guy, like, you're the only one. You're the only one I'm dating. And it sounds good. It's a dream being sold, but... You're very communicative with him, and he's probably like, that's probably something that he's never had before. Like, because a lot of women tell men what they want to hear, not what they need to hear, and that's something that he needs. But that also lets him know whenever she got a problem, she's going to vocalize. Whenever there's something going through her mind, if she's not happy, she's going to be vocal enough to tell me, like, all right, like, it's not going to be anything that he has to find out, because men don't, they're not good at reading minds and shit. So I got you. I feel you. But on a scale from 1 to 10, where are y'all right now? I mean, I know you're, so wait, are you, is it like a roster situation? Do you date other people? Is he the only one that you're dating? But you just wanted to play him on point. Like, if I do see somebody else I do like and they're showing interest, I may give them a shot at dating me as well.
But he's the only person that I'm dating right now. I mean, there's guys I flirt with and everything else, but nothing's came about that. I met someone actually yesterday, so.
Oh, my God. Where? Where was he
just
at?
Just walking out the building.
What building?
This building.
Girl, didn't I just say don't fuck with nobody we work with?
You don't work here.
Oh. He was dropping off a fucking DoorDash?
No.
Oh.
He was, like, being a guest.
Oh. So would you date a celebrity?
No.
Mm-mm. Well, yeah, I get it. But if he was...
I would date the manager of a celebrity or something.
I got you.
But I just feel like it feeds too much ego.
If it's too much ego, you ain't into it. It's like, yeah, I get it. Because then a relationship or anything we build is going to be built on competition. I hate that. Yeah. Lord Jesus. Okay, all right. So, I mean, now my initial question, it's the last one before we get out of here. On a scale from 1 to 10, where is Dude A? That's what I'm going to call him, Dude A, because he's the first one. And Dude B is the one who was leaving out the building yesterday. But where are y'all at? Where are you with Dude A? Feelings-wise, from 1 to 10.
I like him. I feel like he's cool. I feel like he's definitely potential, but I'm not in a place to let my guard down yet, and I think that's why I'm moving right now.
So you're basically hurt from the past.
Shut up. I'm healing.
Yeah, all right, so you're still healing.
Yeah.
So why even date? This is what I be trying to ask someone. Why even date if you're still healing? Now, I'm not saying... Because I know you could question me back and be like, well, what am I supposed to just ball up in a corner and be lonely? But I'm saying if you're not ready to date.
But I feel like I'm being very transparent with him. Like, we've had those talks. Like, me and him actually talk a lot about, just past relationships and, like, what we kind of learned from it. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like me and him are building a trust bond. But I'm just realizing the mistakes I've made in the past. And that's why I feel like I'm trying to just take my time of just not, like, getting too excited. Like, oh, I like it. Like, so I don't want to be like the girl that fell in love in 2 months. So.
Oh, my God. Don't play with my fucking clients. These are my clients. Don't play with them.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, I feel you. You don't want to be like that, child. You do not. And I get it. Okay, all right. Well, I'm rooting for this guy. And I'm rooting for you, Taylor, because you be coming to here world upside down, honey. No, like, don't. Yes. Be like, we be like, hi, Taylor. She be like, what the fuck? What? Like, you know, she be going through it. And I just be like, what happened? And she like, let me tell you what this nigga did over the weekend. And so, you know, I just want her to just focus on herself, you know, and heal the right way. You don't use the man to heal.
By the way, let me just say, though, before I even met him, I was by myself. I wasn't dating nobody or nothing like that. I was chilling, like, for a good, at least, like, 5 months or so.
Damn, that's good, actually. So, where did you meet him? Where did you meet the dude A?
He is a friend's cousin.
What friends? Because... Let me tell y'all something else about Taylor. She do not have the best circle of friends. So, you know what? Your friends probably listen to this. No, Taylor has good friends, but then she has others, okay? So, oh, my gosh. Wait, from where? Philly?
No.
From New York?
Yes.
Oh, hell no. Girl, this... All right, y'all. We're going to get back at y'all. I'm going to go talk to Taylor off air and figure out what we need to do. Because I might start a show. Help Taylor find love. Because this is crazy. All right, y'all. This is... So we've come to yet another... So we've come to the end of yet another Carefully Reckless episode with your girl, Just Hilarious. What I be doing, I be fixing mess. And we jump straight into it with Taylor. Y'all clap for Taylor in your cars right now. But don't let go of the wheel because y'all will crash. All right. Love y'all. See y'all next week. Peace.
Carefully Reckless is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.